This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
Wow.
Hey, 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 you're with Mike and Steve here on Generation Next, here on Joy 94.9. Tonight we have a hot, hot, hot souped up show for you.
We do indeed. We have labels and stereotypes. Do they really hurt?
We have gay school.
And what's on in the youth community?
Also, we're taking a look at my other show, Glitter and Tonic.
As well as Vox Pops on dates and superheroes here on Generation Next, Joy 94.9. Generation Next on Joy 94.9 and broad podcasting on joy.org.au. That was Move and No Money for Guessing. Who picked that song? Steven.
Oh, you know what? You guessed it all right. You're with Micah and Steve here on Gen Next, here on Joy 94.9. You can give us a text in on 0427-JOY-949. Or email, I think. Yeah.
On air at joy.org.au.
Yeah, like, who doesn't know?
They both come straight through into the studio for us to read and have a bit of a giggle about.
We like a good little tickle and a giggle.
Wow.
Speaking of tickles and giggles.
I don't know what... that was a pretty poor segue, but...
Whatever!
Now, Absolut Vodka is a brand of vodka, and they have been known to sort of... endorse political campaigns, specifically with the gay community. For Mardi Gras, they release a rainbow edition vodka bottle.
It's very pretty.
It is very pretty. And they've gone one step further, and they've released their no labels edition of their vodka. Now, the actual bottle itself has no label. They have the legal requirements, obviously, that all... products have to have, but aside from that, there's no stickers or anything saying what the product is, and they say it's to take a stand against negative stereotyping and labeling of the gay, lesbian and transgendered community. And I just think that's awesome for a product to do that.
Yeah, it holds such power with a single product to be not only eye capturing in that it doesn't have any labeling on it, but sexy in its marketing. Also, it's quite a sexy bottle, and to provide not only education but sex appeal as well. It's a winner on both stands.
Yeah, absolutely. And their whole campaign is in an absolute world, so it kind of ties into that. In a perfect world, there would be no need for labels.
Absolutely.
And aside from this being extremely clever, I think it's great that it does raise all those issues. But there is the other issue that, as a community, we need labels. And
that's
that
right.
We need to be able to... It's part of language to label
identify
things.
With who you are or who others around you are. And I guess sometimes we stick to those labels and we create some stereotypes, which often is fun, but often is not so fun, and can be taken in another way completely.
Absolutely. So we're going to ask anyone listening tonight what they think of labelling. Does it hurt our community as the queer community? Do you think that maybe we're being oversensitive to the whole labelling and stereotyping?
Or do you think we just need to relax?
Yeah, or can labelling even help us, like band us together?
Exactly.
Yeah, so we'll be discussing that later on in the show. If you want to voice your opinion on labelling and stereotyping and maybe have a story on when that's affected you.
You can SMS us on 0427-JOY-949 or on air at joy.org.au.
Indeed you can.
We have a little song, don't we, Micah?
We do. This is Raindrops by Basement Jacks, and it's actually my ringtone at the moment. So check
out. Shameless self-promotion. You're on Gen X, you're on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
When
Wednesday on Joy 94.9.
Breakfast with the Hump Day Crew.
A midweek pick-me-up from three of the best.
9 a.m, The Morning Show.
Music and musings with Gordon.
11 a.m, Been There, Done That.
A gay-grade power mix of music and chat.
Midday, Training Wheels.
A taste of radio graduates put into practice what they've learned.
2 p.m, House of Jack.
A celebration of pop with a touch of electronica.
4 p.m, The Camper Van.
Explore life, the unicorn and everything.
For more on what's on Joy 24/7, see joy.org.au.
You're listening to Generation X here on Joy 94.9 or podcasting live at joy.org.au with Micah and Steve. Mike, how you doing over there?
I'm doing splendidly.
Good.
Isn't, do you know what? You know how sometimes...
You're looking at your nails and did you get a manicure
no,
lately?
No, I didn't. I wish I did. You know how sometimes you just need perking up and maybe before an exam or a job interview or
yeah,
something.
Yeah,
some people take Red Bull or drink a coffee.
Micah, I saw those pills before.
Do you know what you should do? Do you know what you should do? Go on radio because there's yeah. nothing that
there's
perks
nothing
you
like
up
it.
More.
No, I'm and smiling. You know what? Come and join us here at Joy. Join us, and we are just actually in the studio opposing it. So we actually have the Taste of Radio students in studio next to us, and don't they look very excited?
Yeah, it's really cool. For those that don't know, the Taste of Radio course is a course offered here at Joy for those that are interested
in radio and
in getting a taste of radio.
Exactly. So you can email Jenny at Joy. Is it Jenny at Joy? Is
joy.org.au. Check it out.
Yeah, that's the one. You are listening to Gen Next here on Enjoy 94.9. And right now, we're going to talk to you a little bit about Reconnect.
Yeah, well, we're going to go through a few things that are happening in the youth community over the next few weeks.
That's right. And Reconnect is one of them.
Definitely. It's really cool.
It's a paint, draw, and sketch and win your way to a $100 voucher to spend up at Westfield Shopping Centre. How yeah. awesome is that?
For those that don't know, Reconnect is sort of a Geelong initiative, and they're inviting you to design a new poster for their services.
Hmm.
So, if you're between the age of 12 and 18, and you can paint or draw or sketch or design or...
Get involved, and the winning entries will be made into the new poster for the Geelong Reconnect services. How awesome is that?
Yeah, that's pretty cool. For more information, you can call 5278-9211. That's 5278.
And just a hot tip, write your name, age and phone number on the back of your entry and bring it in or send it to the agency. And the agency is at 83 Ryrie Street in Geelong. And your contact will be Helen. Isn't that nice? Hello, Helen.
Hello, Helen. Yeah. And I think that's a really cool opportunity. I mean, there's got to be a ton of people who are really good at that arts sort of thing. I'm one of them, but unfortunately, I'm over the age of 18, so I can't enter. Otherwise, I would.
Are you?
Yes, I am, just only by a few days. So, you know, if you want to get on board, we do have all the details at our blog, joy.org.au. And while you're at our blog, you can also check out our podcast, because we are podcasting the show.
Live at joy.org.au. Very yeah. good. Mm. But we also want to tell you about stick stones and mobile phones. I didn't know that the two could be related, but you know what? They definitely can.
Well, there's been a lot of talk in the media recently about cyberbullying and all that sort of thing. Now, there's a forum being held in the Melbourne Town Hall on 27th of August, so in the next few weeks. And it's a really good opportunity to get together as young people and sort of be a voice on bullying and cyberbullying and all that comes with it. And that's between the hours of 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. So you can check out yacvic.org.au for more information. And that also will be on the blog at joy.org.au. Just search for Generation
We
Next.
Love our blog. And also, Micah, not forgetting that Minus 18 has a new... brand new dance party coming up very soon.
Yeah, well, the school holidays are fast approaching, and in the second week on Tuesday, Minus 18 are hosting their next dance event down at the Vault in Collingwood.
It just seemed, you know, that the traffic lights party was just, you know, the other day.
Well, yeah, well, it was just last month, actually.
I know, it wasn't long ago at all.
It was June 30, so a little bit further than last month, but it was... It was actually a really successful event. And for those that don't know, Minus 18 is Melbourne's sort of biggest gay and lesbian and transgendered hangout. And they run social events and dance parties every school holidays when the dance parties run. And the actual events themselves attract, we've had in the past up to 500 people. And we're hoping to break that number again these school holidays. So
it'd be awesome. So get on down there and check out Minus's website.
And if you're thinking that, you know, Minus 18 might not be your thing, or you're a bit hesitant about what it's like or what to expect, you can check out minus18.org.au. And there are a few videos on past events up there, and you can sort of suss it out without actually coming along and gain a bit of confidence. And, you know, there's forums there, and you can chat to other queer youth as well. So it's a pretty cool resource.
Lots of stuff to get involved with there. Look, we've just had a message in from the very gorgeous Jenny, who runs the training courses here at Joy, and she's just confirmed that her email is courses@joy.org.au or jennyo@joy.org.au. So that is those are the emails to contact Jenny if you'd like to get involved with the training.
Because we just said before that Joy do offer training courses for those interested in learning a little bit more about radio. So that's really great.
Certainly is, here with Micah and Steve here on Gen Next, here on Joy
94.9. Generation Next on Joy 94.9.
I didn't know if that was you or the song. You're with Micah and Steve here.
It was me. And just a quick note that we are also podcasting on joy.org.au. And that was quite a special song. That was The Best Revenge by Fischer Spooner.
Yeah, Spooner.
Spooner.
That was hard.
It was nice. And now we have a bit of a vox pop, and it's sort of a nice thing we like to do here on Generation Next. And Chantel is our Generation Next
vox hopper.
And she's gone around the streets of Melbourne. Excuse me, and ask
crawling people, up to no house. Yeah.
Shoving a microphone in
and saying, "Hey, you." No, she's gone around the streets of Melbourne and asked people their opinions.
What's the funniest thing that's ever happened on a date, as well as who's the sexiest superhero, which is quite intriguing because the next Minus 18 dance party theme is superheroes, so it ties in quite well. See,
my God. Oh, nice. That's nice. You know what? I'm not Minus 18, but you know what? I'm going to have to sneak my way in somehow because it's hot.
Yeah, it's going to be brilliant. It's going to be brilliant. I just want to see, you know, what do you call it? It's not
Spandex.
Cool. Let's check out this vox pop here. You're listening to Generation Next.
What's the funniest thing that's ever happened to you on a date?
The fact we had nothing, absolutely nothing to talk about after the first 5 minutes, and we had to, like, go just, like, walking around to try and find our friends.
Has anything really funny ever happened to you on a date?
I haven't actually been on a date so far. I was on a date, but I called it off because it was a little weird, and I didn't really know the guy at all, and I met him on the net, and it just didn't feel right.
So how old are you?
I'm 19. How old are you?
So you've been dating, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
What's the funniest thing that's ever happened to you on a date?
The funniest thing. Funny.
Or oddest. Strangest.
Strangest thing that's ever happened to me on a date. Nothing really weird's ever happened to me on a date, to be honest. Wait, I can think of something that's quirky.
Yeah.
Once when I was really, like, young, and I was going to go on this date, I was like, I thought that, like, it would be really nice if I went and got, like lolly-flavoured lip balm or whatever. And so I was, like, at the train station, and I went to the lolly shop that was right behind. And, like, I totally went in and, like, bought this lolly-flavoured lip balm. And I was, like, planning to put it on my lips, but by the time that the girl got there, I'd eaten it all. But, you know, I'm sure that my lips tasted nice anyway.
Actually, who's the hottest superhero?
I don't know, the Flash is pretty cool. He's all fast and, yeah.
What's the funniest thing that's ever happened to you on a date?
I'm trying to remember one. I think there was a time when I was with my ex and a few of her friends, and I was trying to impress the friends because we just started going out early on. And I ended up saying something really embarrassing, and Yeah, it was just awkward for the rest of the night.
We were at a lake and I almost fell in the pond.
Which made me laugh.
Yeah, I slipped and I
she
almost
she slipped
fell.
On the mud because it was like raining, and then she's like walking for some reason and she went whoom.
How did you manage to do that?
It was slippery.
I mean, if you could have a superpower, which superpower would you want?
The ability to turn invisible so I could, like, you know, hide and listen to what everybody's saying.
The superpower I definitely want is I want to be invisible. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I could just be sneaky and piss people off by doing certain things to them while they're not looking. And a superhero I could be romantically linked to, maybe.
Yeah.
Would Buffy count as a superhero?
Okay, sure.
Yeah, Buffy Vampire Slayer.
I think it would be cool to freeze time.
Joy 94.9.
Eating Disorders Victoria presents a community awareness evening.
A panel of professionals and people with personal stories will bust the myths on body image and issues surrounding the illness.
Richmond Town Hall, September 3 from 6:30 p.m.
To register for this free event, call 9885 6563.
The Melbourne Argonauts Queer Rowing Club runs regular introductions to rowing courses. Everyone's welcome to come along and make new friends and be part of a team sport that only requires a willingness to have a go and a bit of commitment. If you ever wanted to get on the end of an oar, check out melbourneargonauts.com for more details.
The Long Yang Club Melbourne is a social group for gay Asians, their partners and friends to meet and socialise in a friendly and supportive environment. To find out more about upcoming get-togethers and events, go online to longyangclub.org/Melbourne.
Joy 94.9.
Smash and next on Joy 94.9.
Gay was that, Micah.
You know what? That provided me with a really good segue because we're about to talk about stereotypes.
Stereotypes. And you know what? I was shaking my booty and you liked it.
Well, that sentence was half right. Now, stereotypes. As we mentioned before, Absolute Vodka have brought out a range of what they call label-free vodka, where they have essentially released a marketing campaign that have said, in an absolute world, there will be no labels. Mm. And it's essentially targeting people to think about the negative impact of stereotyping and labelling in the gay community. So gays, lesbians, transgenders, bisexuals, all that. And I think
the GLBTI mixed soup.
Yeah, absolutely. IQ, C, there's a...
There's a lot of letters going on there, but basically there are a lot of labels going on there as well.
I know. And we seem to get more and more labels tacked onto the end of it.
Mm.
And I want to know, Steve, what do you think of the fact that we keep adding more to this whole
letters to our GLBTI? I mean, now originally we just started with G and L, which is gay and lesbian, but now it's G, gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, gender, intersex, and queer.
Queer, and then you've got curious.
And now
and
there's curious and questioning, which are the latest add-ons to the GLBTI soup. And I think that to keep adding. Is it really necessary to keep adding?
Well, look at it from this perspective. Let's say you were a curious or questioning person and you heard about the GLBTIQ community. What if you felt that you didn't belong
weren't
in that?
Represented with those letters? Fair enough.
So I think there are definitely positives to adding more labels onto it. But one point that I thought of is that it can cause a lot of confusion, not just in the queer community, but I mentioned the GLBTIQ community to a couple of my friends at uni.
Straight friends. Yeah.
And they sort of gave me a puzzled look and said, what the hell are you talking about? Was that actually a word or did you just like mumble something? And so I had to explain what it all stood for. And even after explaining it, it was sort of confusing for them to understand all these different words?
Because they're not exposed to those words.
Exactly.
And the meanings behind that whole banner, GLBTIQ. Mm-hmm.
Now the issue, I guess, with this is that if our title as a community is causing a lot of confusion, and I'm not saying it necessarily is causing a huge amount of confusion, but if it was, then this is sort of causing ignorance as well. And my concern is that ignorance can lead to hate and violence, because what we don't understand, we tend to disagree with.
That's right. I mean, often we can have those negative stereotypes we try to avoid, and they pop up in the mainstream media all the time of how our community is represented. But there's often positive stereotypes as well.
Absolutely.
And I think we also need to focus on those positive stereotypes as well. It's not all bad.
Well, I think there's a lot of, you know, there are stereotypes that gay men in particular like to party and have a good time. And I wouldn't necessarily, well, that as a stereotype has really helped us connect with straight women, for example.
Yeah.
And even some heterosexual men who would go to a gay club because they, from what they've heard in the stereotype, they think they're going to have a better time at a queer club because we provide better entertainment.
Then they
or
would
we know how to party.
Yeah.
And so, you know, though some of the stereotypes surrounding our community can help us integrate into mainstream society as well. So there are a lot of positives, but obviously there are negatives. For example, the hairdresser on TV. That's a classic one where, you know, everyone assumes that the gay guy has a lisp and is camp, and if that's all we're representing,
then
on
that's
TV,
a pretty narrow view of you know, gay guys in general.
Absolutely. It's sensationalizing.
I think,
though,
yeah, absolutely. I think a really good positive role model and character in TV, especially, there's all different types of media, as you're hearing us on radio, and you can podcast us joy.org.au. There's all different types of media out there. There's radio, there's print, and there's screen. And in TV, I've noticed that there's one particular character that really is a good positive role model.
Who?
And that's Kevin on Brothers and Sisters.
I don't watch it. Sorry.
Oh, come on. If you watch Brothers and Sisters, give us a text in on 0427JOY949.
Let me know who this Kevin fellow is.
Kevin is a lawyer, a gay lawyer, and he got married to his partner, Scotty, in the series. And they're happily married and gay couple, of course.
And just normalised?
Very normal. Okay. Scotty is the camper of the two.
Or what we consider normal, I guess. Like, it's not sensationalised and he isn't made out to be abnormal or
no, not at all. No, generally mixing in with everybody else. And the couple themselves are quite diverse, and the fact that Scotty is the more creative type in the relationship, and Kevin is the more conservative type. And, of course, Kevin belongs to the crazy Walker family, which Brothers and Sisters is based around. We've had some messages in, haven't we, Micah?
We have.
Don't give me that look. We've had a message from the lovely Alan Ross, who says, "Hey, guys, loved hearing Agnes on your show, seeing love, love, love." Oh, you know what, Alan? I just loved hearing Agnes as well.
I just love hearing her.
Oh, Micah, whatever.
See what I did?
We also had a message in from Kyle as well, who said, what did Kyle say, Micah?
He said, "Oh, baby, I'm so going to the minus 18 dance party. Ha, ha, ha. Great show, guys. Superman, Brandon Roth, is definitely the sexiest superhero. Lots of love and kisses from Kyle."
Oh, you're a sweetheart, doll.
Mm.
Thanks for your message, guys.
What do you guys think of stereotyping? Because there are two sides to it. You know, it can bring us together. That can be, you know, helpful for us as a community. But it can also pigeonhole us and, I guess, reduce us to a stereotype. So let us know, 0427JOY949, or email us through onair@joy.org.au.
You're listening to Gen X here on Joy 94.9 with Micah and Steve.
And podcasting from joy.org.au. Generation Next on Joy 94.9 and podcasting at joy.org.au.
You're with Micah and Steve.
And that was Don't Mistake Me by Keisha White.
And you know what? We've had some more messages in about Brothers and Sisters.
Everyone seems to love that show that yes. I've never watched in my life.
Check it out on DVD, Micah, at your local DVD store. I don't know. Kim sent us a message in and I said, I love Brothers and Sisters. Does anyone know when the next season starts? Kim, look, the last season, which aired on Channel 7, finished the same night as Brothers and Sisters about 3 weeks ago. And
so I assume it wouldn't be for a while then.
Next year, I'm guessing. So I'll keep you posted, Kim, on that. And we've also had another message in from Tim, who says, we love Kevin and Scotty and give equal screen time with no fuss about his sexuality.
That's
cheers,
good.
Tim.
I'm starting to like this show that I've never watched.
Yeah. Give us a message at 0427 Joy 949.
If you want to give us some feedback about Brothers and Sisters, because that seems to be what everyone wants to talk about tonight.
But we are also talking about labelling and stereotypes. So.
Indeed we are, but moving on from the negatives, what about some gay school, Mr. C?
I love some gay school.
Teach me a thing or two, A-O-A-O.
I think I will, L-O-L.
No, I was singing a song, is it TV Rock? I'll teach you a thing or two, okay, no.
Yeah, all right.
Never mind.
I'll tell you what, Obama disses marriage law as justice defends it.
What's all this about?
I think that President Obama is insisting that he still wants to scrap what he calls discriminatory federal marriage law.
Hasn't he been saying that line for a long time now, though?
Well, that's right. And the Justice Department lawyers filed new papers on Monday seeking to throw out a lawsuit brought by a gay couple challenging the 1996 Defense of Marriage Act.
And that Defense of Marriage Act basically says that two men and two women can't get married, doesn't it?
Mm.
Okay, so someone has challenged that and Obama's team have fought them in court, yet Obama is saying, no, I disagree with it, I want to change it. So essentially, is that what's happening?
No, yeah, Obama is saying, well, gay rights groups say that by doing so, the administration is failing to follow through on campaign promises made by Obama last year to work and repeal the law. The law is actually still in place. This is actually the Defense of Marriage Act, as you say, says that two gay guys or gay girls can't get married.
Mm-hmm.
And he is not promising what he was saying he was going to deliver. But he says he plans to work with Congress to repeal the law, and he says his administration will continue to examine and implement measures that will help to extend rights and benefits to lesbians, gays, bisexuals, and transgender couples under the existing laws.
So just to clear it all up, Obama is saying he'll do a lot of change, but in reality,
there's a lot of talk and there's not much happening. So
alrighty, glad we got that cleared up. Thanks, Obama.
We can hear from Mr. Obama
cheers,
sometime
mate.
Soon.
Appreciate
yeah. Madonna has a birthday in Poland amid protests.
Happy birthday, Madonna.
Happy birthday, Madonna. Polish fans, they got together in song to wish Madonna a happy birthday at a concert in Warsaw on Saturday evening, just hours before she turned 51. In a break between the two songs, a fan held up a sign wishing her a happy birthday, and audience members sang, "May you live 100 years," a traditional Polish birthday song. And several fans yelled out such things as, "I feel your love," and they also held up paper hearts and one said, "Adopt me." So there was a lot of love going out for Madge, but the controversial sign for it is, of course, Madge is quite a big gay icon, and her stop in Warsaw fell only a day before her birthday, but also on the August 15, the Roman Catholic holiday, celebrating the heavenly Assumption of the Virgin Mary, timing that angered some Catholics. What's going on there?
Okay, so the guys and gals over there didn't really appreciate her being in their country.
Well, no, the Catholic guys and girls didn't really appreciate her being there because she was putting on a show on this Catholic National Day. And
Madonna being a sex symbol.
Bringing out all the gays and getting all sexy on the Catholic Day.
Oh, well, you know what? I think this
I'm all
about,
for that.
It's about time to spice up the religious holidays, in
I
my opinion.
I think so. They need a whole lot of spicing up. And you know what? If Madge is the one to do it, go for it.
I'm just going to throw it out there. I would love to go see Madonna on Christmas.
Anyone? Any tickets?
If you want to bring her out here for Christmas, I'd definitely go see it.
You're listening to Generation Next here on Joy 94.9 and podcasting live at joy.org.au.
Joy 94.9, the only radio station in the country that's out and proud.
The Women's Coming Out Support Group provides support and information for women who are questioning or coming to terms with their sexuality. The group meets on the first Monday of each month and provides a friendly and confidential environment for women to discuss issues associated with the coming out process.
For more details, call 907-66-776.
Are you sick of feeling like the older you get, the more invisible you become?
Then Vintage Men invites you to get back in the picture.
If you're a mature-aged gay or bisexual man, come along to one of our regular meetings to make new friends and have fun in a supportive environment.
For more details, visit vintagemen.org.
Are you under 18?
GLBTIQA.
Or just curious?
Minus 18 is a social and support group for young people under 18.
Minus 18 provides a safe, fun and drug and alcohol free environment for young people.
Visit minus18.org.au for details about upcoming events, dance parties and more.
minus18.org.au.
Joy.org.au is the website to visit if you want to hear us podcasting or listening to us live online if you're not near a conventional radio.
That's right. And you have been listening to the lovely Micah and myself, Steve, here on Generation Next this Tuesday evening.
It is a Tuesday evening. Just want to clear that one up. Now, tonight we've spoken a little bit about labels and stereotypes, and we've had some nice feedback in from you guys.
Thank you
we apologise for not being able to get to it on air, but unfortunately, we only get an hour to do thing. We had a bit of gay school as well.
We certainly did. We talked a bit about Mr. Obama and Miss Madge.
We spoke about what's going on in the youth community. There is a forum coming up as well as Reconnect, which is a poster competition, and all the details for that will be on our blog at joy.org.au. And the next Minus 18 dance party is happening on September 29, second Tuesday of school holidays.
All off the top of your head, gorgeous.
With the theme superheroes, which will be quite suave.
Very, very nice indeed. And now you can catch me tomorrow night, can't you, Micah? I believe...
Catch
me.
Yeah. Right here on Joy.
Right here on Joy with my gorgeous co-host, Mr. Byron, who will be presenting Glitter and Tonic. We chat to the organisers and the heat winners of Manhunt, the hot bod competition down at the Exchange on Friday nights. And we'll be chatting.
Wait. He is a bit of a hottie.
He is.
I've seen a photo of him.
Yeah, he is.
Hideous Radio A.
I know. And we'll be chatting to the guys from FM Productions talking about their Mecca dance event coming up very soon. We also have your favourite segments, including That Was Then, Celebrity Birthdays, and Celeb Spotlight, including Glitter Effect and Celeb Juice. That's on
Wicked.
Glitter and Tonic tomorrow night from 11 to 1. This has been Gen Next here on Joy 94.9 with...
Micah and Steve. And don't forget to check out our podcast on joy.org.au. See you next Tuesday, guys. Here's a little bit of Little Boots.
I can see you stalking like a...
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.